Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
It's a very good morning to you. Time coming up just on 6 minutes to 5 o'clock. And welcome to the show. I'm Zane Johnson in for Africa Milani this morning. And we are together until 6 o'clock this morning. Our CSI segment this week, we turn our attention to an NPO out in the Randburg area that aims at providing necessities to individuals and families in need, and People for Purpose, MD Lundi Yateman was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago, and it was on that journey to recovery that her initiative, People for Purpose, was born. Lundi, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You based out in the Randburg area, but I suppose there is a massive need in the area surrounding you, which is Roodepoort, Krugersdorp, Ferndale and Rand Park Ridge, all of those areas. Do you only look after the sort of Randburg area, or do you look after the neighbouring areas also?
So I work as far as Orange Farm. I basically help wherever help is needed. I do sort of the major focus is initially on my area and surrounding, but I have people from all over Greater Joburg that need help and come forward looking for assistance.
Looking at your Facebook page, I saw that your latest initiative is a couple with the baby that was sleeping in a shopping center, and you were looking for accommodation for them because they were kicked out of the shopping center. Also, one of the initiatives that you were doing was a mom that was recovering from a stroke and she was sleeping on the floor, and you were looking for somebody just to sponsor a bed for her, and also an abusive mom, you know, that left that abusive situation and was just basically left out there with the clothes on their back. And I sorely felt, Lundi, that, you know, we can't help the entire world, but we can help one person or one family at a time. What are the projects that you're currently working on?
So as you mentioned, pardon me, it's a family of three with an 18-month-old son who approached me about a week ago. They were evicted and sadly put on the street for non-payment of rental due to job loss. And after sleeping in a shopping center for a week, they finally approached me. I did all the verifications. And we had found some accommodation for them, but sadly that fell through at the last minute due to the person offering the accommodation. And so that's my main focus for this month. Being quite a small MPO, I try to focus on one or two families a month, get them up and running, get them reestablished, try and find them a small source of income so that they can sustain themselves. So that's my biggest project now for April coming up, is to help this little family of three. They are based in Tembisa. And then, yes, the other things that you've mentioned, I must be honest and tell you that the response for a bed for my other Tembisa family was absolutely overwhelming. And then, yes, wherever help is needed, I assist other organizations, I assist little creches and underprivileged nursery schools. And then sort of main focus is on families. There are so many families in need since COVID and job loss. But the story, the underlying story is pretty much the same. People lose their jobs, landlords also need their income, and these poor families are put on the street, often for as little as 300, 350 rand, and that's where I jump in.
Yeah, we unfortunately put people in a very destitute situation because of no fault of their own. And this is the thing that, you know, a number of people are very ashamed, and people will be ashamed to go and ask family for help or go and ask their friends for help, you know, if you've been able to sustain yourself for a very long time. So I see that you've got an appeal for secondhand clothing, for secondhand goods, for any kind of goods. Where can people actually contact you, and where can people get hold of you at People for Purpose?
So I'm going to give my nonprofit WhatsApp number. It's only a WhatsApp number. People can just contact me via WhatsApp, and then we make the necessary arrangements. And can I give you that number?
Yeah, please do, and we'll pass it on.
Thank you. That's 079-522 0996. And then people are also welcome to inbox me via my personal profile on Facebook or my People for Purpose page. Both have Messenger linked to them. I do collections. I have a little truck that drives around very nicely for me and picks up larger items. And then I have a drop-off point in Randburg as well.
Lundi Yetman chatting to us this morning, Managing Director of People For, with the number for People For Purpose. And of course, that's our CSI segment. An NPO out in the Randburg area, but also catering for other areas outside of Randburg, Ruderbert, Krugersdorp, Ferndale, Rand Park Ridge, and anybody in that particular area. You can go and have a look at their Facebook page, People For Purpose. And of course, that number is 0795220996.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.